In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. I would like to share with you on this glorious day a meditation entitled Boasting in the Cross. Actually, today I don't have a sermon. And this is the reason why. I sat down to prepare the Good Friday sermon, and I had it all figured out. I was going to have a strong introduction, clear points to share with everyone, and a clear conclusion, and to wrap up the subject which is at hand. I have done my research and picked my resources and opinions of the early church fathers. I was pretty confident in what I had put together. One thing I lacked to do, which was to pray. All of a sudden, I felt an empty and undeserving feeling. I was so sure of my abilities, but I never realized my weaknesses and shortcomings. I then knelt down to pray, and I asked the Lord, my heavenly and dear Father, what would you like me to speak about today? This should not be my choice, but yours. What should the sermon be about? Then my Lord answered me very clearly, with a very clear voice, saying, my son, I don't want you to give a sermon at all on this day. But my dear Lord, I replied, how can I not give a sermon or a meditation? I have it all figured out. There will be people waiting to listen to your holy words and teachings. But with a soft smile on his face and his hands reached out towards me, my Lord said, today is not a day for sermons, neither is it a day for pain, sorrow, or suffering. Today is the day I have given my life for you and for everyone else in the whole world. Do not give a sermon. Just look at me and never lose vision. Today is the day that you attained your salvation and eternal life. Pray, my son. I tell you, pray. And immediately I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things. My beloved Savior, I'm amazed at the words of St. Paul saying, but God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. Your cross, O Lord, is my glory and my boasting. It is my strength in time of weakness, when I feel inadequate to face life's challenges on my own. I look at your holy cross to gain power and strength and aid. Lord, it is my sword. It is my peace and my joy. I will always wear a cross on my neck and hold it in my hand to remind me of your sacrificial love to me and to the whole world. You open your arms on the cross as a father who accepts his lost children and eagerly wants them to come back to the Father's open bosom. You have forgiven the right-hand thief all his sins and iniquities to tell me that you are the Savior of the whole world. And no matter where I've been or have done, you will always accept me and forgive my sins. You've bled from your holy body that I may know that by your wounds I have been healed. In your cross, O Lord, I see the sea representing the crown of thorns that you wore on my behalf. It is your crown of glory, but my crown of shame. They crowned you as a king of the Jews and mocked you, but today, Lord, I crown you as king over my life. I ask you to take full control and leadership and authority over my life. The R stands for redemption. I thank you for taking my place. I was the one who sinned, and you were the one who suffered. You are the Lamb who is without sin, who carried the sin of the whole world. The O is for obedience. As you were found in appearance as a man, you humbled yourself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. The S is for my sin, which you carried on your cross. I am sorry, Lord, for everything that I have done. Help me to have a mere beginning today and a new beginning. You were thirsty for my return. You who are the living water, whom have I in heaven besides you? And there is no one on earth that I desire with you. The final S is for your salvation, which you have given me and to all those who believe in you. This happened through your grace and free of any charge. Come, and let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Then I fell at the Lord's feet, as one who is dead. I said, Lord, I cannot look at you. I cannot look at the cross, the pain, the whips, the scourge, the spitting, and the shame. How can you endure all of that? Why did you do it? Tell me, Lord, why? For you, my son, this is why. I came that you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. I gave my life for you, my precious blood I shed, that you may ransom be and rise from the dead. I gave my life for you. What have you done for me? My Father's house of light, my glory circled throne, I left for earthly night, for wanderings, sad and lone. I left it all for you, but what have you left for me? The Lord said, I suffered much for you, more than your tongue can tell, of bitter agony to rescue you from hell. I've borne it all for you, but what have you borne for me? And I have brought to you down from my home above, salvation full and free. My pardon and my love, and I bring rich gifts to you. What have you brought for me? My dear Lord, I said, the one whom I truly love with all my heart and emotions, I want to tell you, Lord, yours all of me, all of my being, mind and soul. I want to pray and say that you are my Redeemer, my Savior, and my friend. I know that you had me in your mind when you climbed up upon that cross, for you saw me with your eternal eyes while I was yet in sin. Every stripe upon your battered back, every thorn that pierced your brow, every nail drove deep through your hands, said that your love knows no end. Redeemer, redeem my heart again. Savior, shelter me from sin. You're familiar with my weaknesses, devoted to the end. So the grace that you poured out on my life will return to you in praise. I'll gladly lay down all my crowns for the name of which I love. And the Lord said, stand up, rise, look at me now. What do you see? What do you hear? And what do you feel? Lord, I see light. I see glory and majesty. I see lightnings, thunderings, and voices. I see angels, archangels, living creatures, the 24 presbyters. And I hear them singing to you and saying, holy, 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 O Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your holy glory. Lord, I see you on your throne, victorious, triumphant, strong, and alive. I see you as a lion coming out of the tribe of Judah. I feel peace. I feel joy. I feel privileged that you are my father and I am your son. Now, Lord, I understand, Lord, that the cross was my door to eternal life and glory. Lord, grant me love, more power, and more of you in my life. And I will worship you with all my mind and my strength and my soul, for unto you is due all glory and power and majesty and might forever and ever. Amen.